I'm a Central Park horse on the holiday force. Got hooves, not feet. On the Christmas beat, no bug is too big. I can rock any rig, anything they throw at me. Get grooving to the clip clop. Grooving to the clip clop. Putting bucks in the bank. Rising up in the ranks. Working double overtime. Every day. To support my family. They're the world to me. I love them so damn much. Get grooving to the clip clop. Grooving to the clip clop. No time for equestrians. I serve the pedestrians. Yeah. I don't mind the tourists, they're good to me. We're all here for our families. Get grooving to the clip clop. Smiling my way. Take a deep breath. I'm happy. Get grooving to the clip clop. Grooving to the clip clop. Grooving to the clip clop.
Bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells chime in jingle bell time. Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square. In the frosty air. What a bright time. It's the right. To go gliding in the one-horse sleigh. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet. Jingle around the clock. Mix and mingle in the jingling beat. That's the Jingle Bell Rock. Jingle swell time to go gliding in the one-horse sleigh. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet, jingle around the clock. Mix and a mingle in the jingling beat. That's the jingle bell, that's the jingle bell, that's the jingle bell.
Test, test.
Yeah, don't say that.
They're already on. We're already
do
on.
Say test, test.
Yeah, yeah.
Is Brian, he testing
me? Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's not. He doesn't like it.
Yeah. Do you want me to go Facebook Live?
Go for it. We were Facebook Live a little earlier.
Okay. Okay. I'm going three. Facebook Live.
We're off the rails here already. It gets crazy and crazier. The show goes on. You're tuned in to Earshot 20's 5th annual Christmas Eve special. The booth is getting nice and full. Hopefully you're enjoying the show out there in Radio Land, local 107.3 FM, 107.3 on your dial, and localfm.ca. We'll tell you about some of our most recent guests here in just a few seconds. But
we actually don't know who they are because they're mummers, so...
Anthony just learned that.
Any mummers allowed in?
Yeah, no. I don't know how you get in here, actually. Yeah. One of my favorite holiday songs is Jingle Bell Rock.
Oh. What about that hippopotamus song?
No. It wasn't good.
I think it's an appropriate time to play the mummer
song. No, yeah. I don't know.
So you heard Jingle Bell Rock by Bobby Helms and Charlotte Cornfield. And Matthew Bailey with Clip Clop. Wayne, why don't you fill us in on what is happening right now.
Well, we are all joined in the booth by the mummers. So there's myself, yourself, Anthony.
Yep.
And who's this?
This is the little mummer.
Little mummer, you want to speak in the microphone?
Say Merry Christmas, little mummer.
No, a little shy. David, do you want to...
Shy mummer.
Merry Christmas. She's wearing her blaze orange, of course. With her apron, and she's got her lovely mittens and her long green hair. Or I think it's a wig, but it could be natural hair. I'm not sure.
Now tell us what is the deal with the mummers anyway? What happened? How does it work? When does it happen?
Well, it happens at Christmas. I think.
Speak in the mic, not to me.
Right here. The mic. Can you hear me? Test.
Yeah, me. You're good. You're good. That's perfect.
So we dress up. Well, it dates back to, I think, the mid-1900s. This thing?
Yeah.
You have to talk to this? Do I really have to talk to it?
Yeah, talk to the mic.
I feel
don't good. Be shy.
Okay.
You're actually talking to several thousands of listeners out there. You're sure, not you're not thousands. Talking to Wayne yet.
Yeah, it was when you started.
Yeah.
And, look, I'm Facebooking live.
Here, yeah.
Does someone want this?
Here, I'll take it.
Okay.
Now,
keep talking.
So I think it began after, around the 1920s, 1930s, really. And, my God, that's annoying. Sorry, I keep looking away from the mic. And you basically dress up and you go you go from house to house,
right.
and the host is supposed to offer you a drink and guess who's dressed up.
Let me stop you right there.
Right.
Because you showed up.
Right. And you're the host.
But we got no drinks.
Yeah, so I'm leaving.
Okay.
You're bad mummer host.
So I'm leaving.
Yeah. So
you can have a drink of my latte if you want.
I'd like a lot of that.
Oh, no. Sorry. Yeah. That was the Tony joke right there.
I really appreciate that you're escorted in here by security who were very dubious of what was happening. Yeah, they were not convinced.
The real question is, did you have to show them your face before they let you come down the hall?
I didn't dress up until I got to the okay. to security because I figured that would be a problem.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you mummered into the radio station.
I mummered in.
It was very kind of you to
we
come
have
in.
Our rubber boots on because it is wet out there today.
Yes, yeah. We were talking about that earlier. I said, so are you the type of person that wants snow at Christmas, or does it matter to you?
It doesn't matter. You gotta clean up the mess after I leave.
Yeah, that's true. Wayne,
I love snow at Christmas.
Yeah,
and the nice thing is, about a week ago, I said to Andrea, do you think it'll be a white Christmas? And Andrea was a little, I don't know, on edge maybe or something. And she said, I can tell you one thing. I can tell you one thing. It's not going to rain before Christmas. And I'm not making that up. She was very animated with that. And I just like to say, Andrea, it's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining out there. We've got... So This is not the first. Now, some of you might be like, "Oh my, there's a child in the radio station." This is not the first time Brian and I have done a radio show with a child on air.
Really?
Yeah. Anna did the Earshot 20 with us once.
Ah. Huh.
Yeah.
Okay. Now my childs have come in some every once in a while.
Yeah, but they're not really children.
No.
They're adults.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. A Christmas gift on the radio. Thank you so much.
I brought this up for you. I don't know why you wanted it, but
is this the Mummer song? Oh,
no, it was the night before Christmas. He does. Technology eludes everybody in this room.
I think we've effectively ruined the show.
Yeah. So in Newfoundland, you know, yes. Ever since the cod fishery collapsed back in the 1990s, everyone has left and went away. So after they finished going to Ontario in the 90s and the early 2000s, everyone eventually went on to Alberta, and they lived far away. So I asked when I came in for Anthony to bring up to us the night before Christmas, and the reason being is that my uncle lives in Ontario, and his wife every year starts it with one stanza of the, you know, the story and posts it on our Facebook. And then family from all over the country add a stanza at a time until we complete the whole thing. And this is something we've been doing now for, I would guess, 6 or 7 years at least. So I wanted to make sure that I didn't miss out on this opportunity.
Oh.
Oh.
Well, that's nice.
So you're going to do it?
Yeah. Yeah.
The whole thing? No. Or just one piece?
I would add a single piece, and then someone else would add the next piece. And then,
right there.
I can show you what the feed looks like afterwards. It looks
basic. Okay, well, go ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just going to post it on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
I don't know where they are on this.
Can you describe it as you post it? That'd be...
All of this makes great radio. Yeah.
I don't know.
You don't have to, because Brian and I have it recorded and we play it every year. So if you just want, we can send you that recording if you want. Too good. All right. Let's...
Segue.
So... Lots of holiday happenings here in the. I don't even know where to go from this. This has been so. I'm overwhelmed.
I feel like
excited.
We've disrupted your intimate time with Brian.
No, it's not really. It's not really a. We like having guests.
And the reason I say that is, I mean, the fire is very. I love the fire.
I think that's the problem. I'm really warm.
I'm warm too.
Yeah.
But when I came in, the lights were down low in the studio, and you guys were sitting on the same side of the booth.
Yeah.
And now we're all dispersed. You know, in the studio, we're not all. You know, you and Brian are separated by a few feet now. And
we've been the whole time.
I just feel like we've interrupted. That's
no,
what
the
I
board's
like.
Been between us the whole time.
No.
And Brian has his usual scowl on for Christmas.
Yeah, that's just the way he rolls.
I'm gonna let you in on the secret. I'll let you. I'm very upset, Wayne.
With what?
Anthony didn't bring any treats for us.
I know. There's always
treats. He always
treats.
Brings treats.
There's always treats.
Where are the peanut butter balls?
Oh, they're at my house.
Oh,
where is the hot chocolate?
You actually said to me. This is now turning into like a bad like Maury episode or something.
No, this
yeah.
is the grievances. The Aaron grievances.
Yes, Brian said to me, he was like, "Well, I probably won't eat any treats this year anyway." So, like, really,
I was lying. I was tricking you. It was a test.
It was the peanut butter balls didn't turn out very well this year anyway. So just so you know, you're not missing much.
All right, well, let's throw to some music here. You're tuned in to the...
Oh, I've got a great one. I want to play one. I got a great one.
Here, plug this in. We're playing the Mummer song.
Let me...
Here.
The what?
The Mummer song.
Oh, okay.
We need the Mummer song.
All right, here you go.
Okay, here we go. Okay, now, David, can you describe the Mummer song to us?
While Wayne sets us up here?
The Mummer song. It describes exactly what mummering is.
So this song will describe to all us non-Newfoundlanders, because there are a few... There are a few people that are not from Newfoundland.
Well, there's not that many around St. John.
Well,
mostly Newfoundland.
And this song, while you rip your case apart here, he is desperate to get this on the air. For those of you at home, Decker just ripped his case apart.
This is what needs to be Facebook Live right
now.
This is why Anthony and I record our show every week.
I like the spontaneity of
this. It's a blast, but it's crazy.
Yeah, it's hard to run the board. Like, you're doing a great job on the board. Great job. And people can call in, right? 648-5925.
They can, but we'd appreciate if they waited until we had music on. If they're going to call in,
right? No, I call because I was
just
standing,
call anytime.
I was standing in the rain trying to get in the building, and you guys turned the lights out.
Yeah. All right, Dave, you got the song lined up? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, give us, we'll be back very shortly, but more music right now on the fifth annual Earshot 20 holiday special. You do it right now.
Ryan will cue you.
Yeah, do it.
3, 2, 1.
Test.
Go ahead. Don't seem like Christmas if the mummers are not here. Granny would say as she'd knit in her chair. Things have gone modern, and I suppose that's the cause. Christmas is not like it was.
Game over, dude!
Mark, what's the noise out by the porch door? Granny, tis mummers, there's 20 or more. Her old withered face brightens up with a grin. Any mummers, nice mummers, loud in. Come in, lovely mummers, don't bother the snow. We can wipe up the water, sure, after you go. Sit, if you can, or on some mummer's knee. Let's see if we know who you be. There's big ones and small ones and tall ones and thin. Boys dressed as women and girls dressed as men. Humps on their backs and mitts on their feet. My blizzard, we'll die with the heat. There's only one there that I think that I know. That tall fella standing o'er alongside the stove. He's shaking his fist for to make me not tell. Must be Willie from out on the hill. Now that one's a stranger if there ever was one. With his underwear stuffed and his trapdoor undone. Is he wearing his mother's big 42 bra? I knows, but I'm not gonna say. Don't suppose you find mummers would turn down a drop. No homebrew or elky, whatever you got. Not the one with these rubber boots on the wrong feet. He's enough for to do him all week. Suppose you can dance, yes, they all nod their heads. They've been tapping their feet ever since they came in. Now that the drinks have been all passed around, the mummers are planking her down. Be careful the lamp and hold on to the stove. Don't swing granny hard, cause you know that she's old. No need for to care how you buckles the floor, cause the mummers have danced here before. My God, how hot is it? We'd better go. I allow we'll all get the devil's own cold. Good night and good Christmas, mummers, me dears. Please God, we will see you next year. Good night and good Christmas, mummers, me dears. Please God, we will see you next year.
Feliz Navidad
from Local 107.3 FM.
Hey everyone at Earshot 20, this is Kimberly Sinclair at Spin Count, calling in to wish everyone a very happy holiday season and to thank our friends at Earshot 20 for supporting Canadian music and artists. Thanks again. Cheers.
Should ask any girl from the parish around what pleases her most from her head to her toes. She'll say, I'm not sure that it's business of yours, but I do like to waltz with a log driver, for he goes burning down and down like water. That's where the log driver learns to step lightly. It's burning down and down like water. The log driver's waltz pleases girls completely. When the drive's nearly over, I like to go down and watch all the lads while they work on the river. I know that come evening they'll be in the town, and we all want to waltz with the log driver, for he goes burning down and down white water. That's where the log driver learns to step lightly. It's burning down and down white water. The log driver's waltz pleases girls completely. Both my parents I've had to give away and dance with the doctors and merchants and lawyers. Their manners are fine, but their feet are of clay. For there's none with the style of my log driver, for he goes burling down and down like water. That's where the log driver learns to step lightly. It's burling down and down like water. The log driver the waltz pleases girls completely. I've had my chances with all sorts of men, but none is so fine as my lad on the river. So when the drive's over, if he asks me again, I think I will marry my log driver, for he goes burling down and down white water. That's where the log driver learns to step lightly. It's burling down and down white water. A log driver's waltz pleases girls completely. Burling down and down white water. That's where the log driver learns to step lightly. It's burling down and down white water. A log driver's waltz pleases girls completely.
Hello, this is Drew Sweet. I would just like to say to the masses that I just want to keep Chris in Christmas. Thank you.
Earshot listeners, this is Stephen Karlick, senior editor at Exclaim magazine and exclaim.ca. Just wishing you a happy holidays. Stay safe out there in the cold, and be sure to head to exclaim.ca and check out our best of 2016 content, including best albums by genre, and of course, most anticipated albums of 2017. Happy holidays. We'll see you in the new year. From everybody here at Exclaim.
Wham. That was Wham. It was so good. I love Wham's Last Christmas. Is it, Andrea, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, this is so nice. It's Christmas miracle.
You know what? When you didn't walk in here with Wayne earlier, I was like, what a travesty. Sorry.
Yeah, but now it's like we're all back together for Christmas, Andrea.
Right.
It's like nothing ever happened.
It's like the Mummers never showed up. It's like everything is good in the world again.
So, Andrea, what'd you say you're doing?
I'm wrapping presents.
Oh, wow.
And okay, so I mean, you don't have to give it away, but what did you get me?
It's a surprise.
It's a surprise, she says. I don't believe you.
You have a great radio voice, Andrea.
Thank you.
Oh, my. He's been saying that to everybody, just so you know.
Andrea, let me ask you. You're not in studio, so you can't see the expression on their faces, but would you say that Brian Cleveland has a terrific radio voice, an average radio voice, or a below average radio voice?
A terrific radio voice,
just as I said.
And you know how she knows that? Because she's been listening since the moment we went on the air today.
On Local 107.3 FM.
Yes. Wayne, if you're waiting for somebody to tell you have a good radio voice,
I have a great radio voice.
It's gonna be a while.
I mispronounce a lot of words though.
Yeah. So Andrea, wait. First, just really quick, Brian's gonna run down the music that we just heard, because we heard a lot in there. So Brian, we gotta let you get to that.
Yeah, for sure. As Anthony mentioned, we just heard Last Christmas by Wham. We heard a few tracks from the new Ho 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 Canada compilation. Some great new Canadian songs and covers. We heard Log Driver's Waltz by The Hidden Cameras, You'll See by Lab Coast. That one was straight up for you.
Yeah.
You'll see.
Oh, Yule.
You love an awful pun.
I love puns.
And kicking that off, see. We heard a Mummers song, because the Mummers were here.
They were. It was fun.
And we had no drinks.
But that's okay. So we're going to Brian's afterwards for fun. So, okay, Andrea. So two questions.
Well, because Andrea might not know what I'm actually doing here.
But why? I think she does know what you're doing.
I came in, Andrea. I don't know if I was telling you this before I left, but many people have disappointed me this year.
Oh, I saw this post on Facebook.
Yeah, many. I'm not saying you specifically, but I'm saying no. I'm not. I'm not saying Andrew specifically, but many people have disappointed me over the last year, and we've just been going through a list that I've been keeping.
Oh, is this your airing of grievances?
Yes,
it is. But here's the thing, Andrea. We want to know how Wayne has disappointed you this year.
Oh my! I don't even have an answer for that.
You mean where to start?
No, I mean he's never once disappointed me.
Wow. You know, Andrew, remember that time?
Remember when you asked him to put the lights up, but it was cold out and he didn't want to?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's actually true.
I know, because you told me.
That's actually true. But they are up now, so in the end, he always comes through.
And even at our darkest moments, when hope looks lost, I come through.
I feel like you're going to break out in song right now. I'll stand by you. I'll stand by you.
Andrew, I got to tell you, you're missing quite a time in the studio.
I know. I'm really disappointed I couldn't make it. I had to go get one last gift.
I know.
For you. Well,
I remember what you said. I'm not making this up.
Yeah.
We were up at the City Market, and we were having, we actually had Burgerology for lunch. But we walked through the City Market, and I know Andrea wants to be here, but we were parting ways, and I said, can't you please, can't you come into the studio? It's a tradition. And Andrea said, oh my gosh, I know it is. But I really don't want to.
That's not how this happened.
That's not how it
No, Andrea, I know exactly what happened. This is what happened. You're walking through the market, and Wayne goes, oh, I got to get to the radio station soon for the Earshot 20 show. And you were like, oh, well, that's great. I'll be there too. And he was like, no, it's my show. It's my time to shine.
Stop stealing my
that's
thunder.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, he was meeting his friend David Decker there.
Oh, man. That's shame on you.
Yeah, shame on me.
Shame on you.
Shame on me.
Listen,
can you hear the fire, Andrea?
The fire? No.
Oh, there's a...
We're just a sec. I'll turn it up for you.
Oh, here it comes.
Can you hear it now?
Can you hear it now?
Oh, I can. Yeah. I hear the crackling.
I stoke a fire on the way in.
I can just imagine how beautiful it is.
Oh, it's... You have no
idea. The snow is falling outside the window.
Yes. And... No.
Actually,
oh,
this
was.
The roads are getting quite bad. Be careful on the way home.
The kids. So this is the other thing, Andrea. This is the other thing. Wayne also called you out earlier because he said there was a conversation I asked about snow. Do people want snow on Christmas? Do they not? Me personally could care less. But Wayne.
Do you know what he's going to say, Andrea?
Yes.
Wayne then said, you said, well, there is no way there will be rain.
No, you didn't say it with enough venom in your...
There is no way that there will be any rain
before Christmas. Yeah.
I know. I got fooled by the weather network. 2 weeks ago, I looked at it, the 14-day forecast, and I took it to heart, and I was like, this is awesome. Oh my god! We're gonna have snow for Christmas,
and I said,
"Oh, I know."
And I said, "It's definitely not gonna rain before Christmas."
But that's quite a conviction.
Yeah. Oh, there was conviction in Andrea's voice when she said it. I believe.
I was sure.
Do you know what it reminds me of?
What's that?
The video of Rick Mercer. When they're looking at the forecast, but it's opposite, where it's snowing and snowing, and they're like, "What? The weather network just throws a sunny day in at the end of the weather forecast, just so that you don't lose all hope in life." Yeah. So
maybe that's what they did.
They did it to trick you.
To be depressed for Christmas, so
yes.
They just showed this wonderful forecast of snow, so, and sunshine, and now they disappointed me.
So do you feel bad? That's what I wonder.
No.
So, Andrew, I want to circle back. You said I haven't disappointed you at all this year. Is that actually true?
Actually, that's not what I said. Oh. I said you've never disappointed me. Just this year.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart. Isn't she a wonderful person, Anthony?
Well, I don't know if she heard what you were saying earlier about her.
You could learn a lot from her. How to be nice to people and treat them with respect.
I treat Andrea with the utmost respect.
I mean others.
Yeah,
others.
Well, if you deserve it, you get it. But yeah, I think if she knew how
Ooh,
much
Anthony
you
Anthony and I have the same boots on.
You don't want
I
me
just
to
noticed
tell her.
That.
Yeah.
We have exactly the same boots on. Blundstones.
Very
and
nice.
They're brown. Exactly the
oh
same.
My
this
God.
Is it's a Christmas miracle. Brian, let me see your feet.
They're not the same.
Oh, Brian
they're
has sneakers sorry. On. Yeah. Brian always has sneakers. He's like Jerry Seinfeld, always with the sneakers.
I feel like Andrea gave you the reaction that a listener would be giving you, which is like, that's very nice, Wayne. It's,
yeah.
It's not that interesting.
Yeah. I am very interested. I think this is great. So, Andrea, you're rapping in front of the fireplace?
I was, yes.
Are you done? What, are you walking around the house while you talk to us?
I am.
What's for supper tonight?
Watching...
Oh, actually, this is good. Andrea, tell them what they won for supper.
Yeah.
We're having kibbe.
No, she said we.
We?
Not you.
Well, we could be collective. We, all of us in the station right now.
Kibbe? Okay. You said kibbe already?
Kibbe.
Okay. Do you know what that is, Anthony?
Yeah, like kebabs.
It's Lebanese.
Less of the kebab
but it's made
and more
like in a
of the...
Exactly.
Yeah. Brian's making funny faces. He doesn't like kibbe.
And salad. And
you'd eat the salad, Brian.
And hummus and pita bread.
Oh, so all kinds of goodies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gin and tonic?
We normally have lobster rolls, but...
Lobster's a little pricey this year, eh?
Yeah, well, Wayne thought he had gout on his nose.
So I didn't...
What?
I thought I had gout in my one of my nostrils.
Yeah. So, I said that's impossible. There's no such thing.
And
but
lobster's not good
eat
for
the
gout.
Rich lobster.
Right. I don't know
that's,
why.
That's Wayne's way out of buying lobster.
Exactly.
Oh God, man! I think I have a better.
That saved me
$85
bucks.
Yeah.
That's crazy statement.
Well, I'll come by. I'll come by after.
Okay. Like, yeah. More time.
And what do you want me to bring? Bucket of chicken?
No.
You want me to?
No, 7 pounds of lobsters.
Oh, the goat's cleared up, is
it's
it?
It's fine now. Yeah, it's fine now that the lobsters are closed. It's true. Andrea, did you not think I might have had goat, though? Seriously?
No, not for 1 second did I think that.
A lot of people get it.
You know, we came...
That's what
a
disappointed
lot of people get
her.
It this time of year.
We came home to gifts on our doorstep.
Yes. This is another crazy story.
Except when we opened the bag to look at... One was addressed to Carly, and the other one to Carson.
Carly and Carson.
So oh. There's two young children on our street who are not getting presents that they should be, but I have no idea who Carly and Carson are.
And two older people that will be getting gifts that they didn't expect.
So as a public service to the community,
right?
If Carly and Carson are out there
listening, yep.
You can... get in touch,
and
we'll get you your presents.
Now, we were thinking of doing one of those Facebook posts of like, hey, these are on our, you know, does anyone know who these people are? And then sharing like a Christmas miracle kind of thing.
Oh, the Good Samaritan, yes.
Do you think that would work?
I think so. It's a little late.
I even walked down the street to a couple houses, but nobody was home. I know there's a couple kids that live 2 doors down, and they also have a blue-ish, grayish house like we do. So
right.
I thought maybe that's... They got it mixed up, but there was nobody there.
Well, none of our neighbors really talked to us, Andrea.
I should have left them on their doorstep, though.
Yeah. Yeah,
well,
like,
no, that's this is not a game of pay it forward.
Yeah,
we'll just leave it on someone else's doorstep. And then
no, it's a game of pass the buck,
yeah.
Not pay it forward.
Yeah. It's
your problem
now.
The
real question is, and you don't have to answer this for legal reasons, but did you open them? Do you know what's in it?
No. Andrea.
They're little gift bags, so I didn't take any of them.
Now,
we took the money out of them.
Christmas ornament.
I got to tell you, though, this is much better than last weekend when our doorbell rang and we came outside and there was a bag on the
and it was dog poop. Yeah, I know where this is going.
And it was on fire and I had to step on it to get it put out.
That did not happen.
Brian looks very disappointed in this whole show.
Well,
that's not true. I'm just laughing over here.
Wow, what a voice.
This show is one of the best that we get to do, and it's because there's no real rigidity to it. Like our normal show, there's just so many things we have to do in the run of the show that doesn't allow us a lot of flexibility.
Right.
This show, the reason we can have you on it is because it doesn't matter what happens, no one cares.
I care.
I care.
Well,
you're the only one in the studio that doesn't care.
Well, I'm fine. That's fine.
We obviously care. We took time to build a roaring fire. It is so warm in here, Andrew. Oh my goodness.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
The weather outside is frightful. It's really not.
But the fire
is
so
quite
delightful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Andrea, just to cap it all off, you missed an incredible rendition of I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas, which Wayne did earlier in the program.
He was wondering what he was going to do.
That's not true.
That's what he chose.
just before, even while he was eating his burger, he was like, oh, what am I going to do for the show this
Maybe
year?
We can coax him to do another one later.
He was talking about a poem.
Yeah, well, so he read the lyrics of the song as a poem over the Trans-Siberian Orchestra's version of Christmas Canon.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Oh, you're welcome, Wayne.
Will I be able to listen to it online later?
Oh, you sure will at some point. I don't know when Brian's going to upload it. But
This evening.
Well,
okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Andrea, what are you doing? Because you're fading in and out, and you're... I don't know. What are you doing? Are you on the treadmill? Or are you...
No.
Are you running? Are you cleaning? Are you cleaning?
I don't know if there's a problem with my phone. I keep thinking I have a text message because it keeps kind of...
Well, like, I've been texting you saying, what's going on with your phone?
Oh, that's what it is.
We also tried to call my mother to ask her if she's disappointed in me in any way. But she has caller ID now.
Oh, I can't imagine
so
that
she
is. No.
She must know.
Well, my brother's having people out on Christmas Eve at 7 o'clock, and my parents are older.
Address, please.
So they're probably there now.
So what's the address?
It's 3:45. They're probably at the house already.
What's the address? Where's the party?
I don't know.
Collingwood. I don't know the number.
Andrea, I'm winking at the
anything.
Mic.
We've got Colin and Carly, or is that what their names? Colin and Carly.
What are their names, yeah. Andrea?
That's right, Colin.
Colin and Carly.
Oh,
okay. And Collingwood.
No, Carson and Carly.
Oh, Carson, yeah, yeah. Carson, yeah. And Carly. And Collingwood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You notice everything starts with a C? She's making it all up.
It is. Yeah. For Christmas. For,
oh, boom.
See, brought her
yeah,
right
high
around.
Fives in yeah. the studio.
Yeah, all around.
Brian has the easiest job.
He does.
He lets us go off on these tangents and he just stares at us.
He just loves it.
And
lovingly.
And then every once in a while I say, time for music.
Yeah. It's probably coming up pretty soon.
Well, I probably
it
should
is,
go home.
For sure.
Yeah.
I got to go home and visit Andrew.
Yeah. Because you just spent 15 minutes talking to her on the phone.
No, I can tell by her voice she's annoyed that I'm not home. You're mad.
Oh, she's disappointed with you.
Are you mad, Andrea?
I'm not mad. You
oh, everything's fine. Yes. Everything's yeah. fine, Wayne.
You better start working out the equation right now.
Yeah. I bought you a lot of nice stuff for Christmas, Andrea.
I've heard.
Oh.
Oh.
Who'd you hear that from?
From Jennifer.
Who's that?
Actually, she didn't tell me what any of it was. That? I just said... Do I have enough for Wayne for Christmas? Because you know. And she said, no, I think you should go buy some more.
Really?
What she oh, said, wow. Yeah.
So one of my big... Do you want to tell the listeners what one of my big gifts is? I'll plug my ears. Are you talking now? My ears are plugged. I can't hear you.
He's lying, so don't listen to him. Yeah. Yeah.
Go ahead.
No. I don't think there really is a big grift this year.
Big grift?
Big gift.
She's been out grifting.
Yeah. All right. We gotta get to some music because in a few minutes, I have it on good authority, we're going to have a message from the big guy from his Ooh. Sleigh. So Ooh. We need to...
Andrea, I love you and I'll be home soon.
Okay, I love you too. Drive careful.
And all of the disappointment
that
follows.
Have a very Merry Christmas.
Same to you. Thanks, thanks, Andrea.
Bye.
Bye.
There you go, Andrea Hansen. Wayne's better half. All right. We got to get some more music. We are going to have a message from Mr. Claus coming up in just a few minutes. But first, some more great music, and Brian will let you know what is coming up right here on the Earshot 20 Holiday Special. Wayne, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. It was so much fun to see you guys.
It was great. Don't forget your card.
Excellent.
Don't take my card. and have a very happy... Happy holiday with you with your family.
Thanks, I will.
That was almost sincere.
You too, Anthony. Have a wonderful holiday. Hopefully we'll get together for coffee soon.
Yeah, you can't come back from that.
Thanks so much for tuning in. You are, as Anthony mentioned, tuned into our 5th annual Christmas Eve special here live from local 107.3 FM. Oh, Wayne. This guy. It is the Earshot 20 again, coming live in St. John, New Brunswick, local 107.3 FM. We got some great music coming up here to round out the last 10 or so minutes of our second hour of the show, but so much more stuff coming very soon. Again, we're going to hear from the big guy himself from the North Pole, and we'll start the next hour of the show with a chat with Quiet Parade from Halifax, who have a new EP out called Christmas Through the Fog, and we'll hear from them and some tracks from them, and then so much more. So don't go anywhere. We're going to hear a track from the new Natalie McMaster and Donald Leahy Celtic Family Christmas called The Christmas Medley. We also have a track from Penny Blacks from 2014, The Wonderful Christmas Time, but they also have a new Christmas song out this year as well that we'll hear very shortly. Don't go anywhere. You're tuned in to Earshot 20's 5th annual Christmas Eve special right here, right now at Local FM. Thank you.
Merry Christmas, everyone! I'm currently making my way around the world with gifts for all the good boys and girls. I'll be visiting you all very soon. Remember, Santa loves cookies. What's that, Dancer? Oh, yes, and Dancer says don't forget a carrot for he and his friends. Oh, well, I better be off and deliver more toys. I'll be seeing you soon. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.